You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back. We're continuing on with the series, Are You a Practicing Communist? The last show we were talking about the first plank to the Communist Manifesto, abolition of property and land and application of all rents of land to public purposes. And I showed how we don't have land. People that think that they own their property, they think that they own their land, they think that they own something, they don't. Most people only have an equitable interest. They're paying a mortgage on their property. It's the bank's house, the bank's land. And those that think that because they've paid off their mortgage, that somehow it's their land, their house, you still have just a equitable interest. Almost everybody practices the first plank of the Communist Manifesto. What about your property taxes? If you own that land, you wouldn't have to worry about property taxes, but you've signed up, the government has a claim against it, and the first time you don't pay your property tax rent to the government, if it goes 3 years in East Tennessee, they'll seize the land and sell it at an auction. You'll find out who really owns it. See, we've come full circle from the plantation of Tennessee to the plantation of, we're serfs. We're serfs on the land. And if you ask, how should things be? How is it supposed to work? You know, there was a time in this country where you didn't have the property taxes, where the king didn't control everything, where people could stake their claim and have an allodial title for their land. But those days are gone, and it's very hard to live under those common law attributes. So how should things be? Well, let me quote from Scripture. Leviticus 25:23 says, "The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine. For ye are strangers and sojourners with me." That's quite a difference from the Bureau of Land Management, the EPA, the DNR, the state of Tennessee, the county of Tennessee, of Knoxville and Blount and different Sevier, different counties around here, the cities. And, of course, eminent domain. How can we forget that when the government just decides that they're going to take your land? They want to take it and build a Walmart or a motel or something else on it. So, quit being a practicing communist. Do what the Scripture says. The land is God's. He gives us instructions. If we obeyed what God said, we wouldn't be in the mess that we are in today. And I think that I've gone through here and I've showed everybody with these two shows as far as the first plank to the Communist Manifesto, it's a done deal. Almost everybody practices that, believes in that, and really supports it. So I don't know how much deeper we have to go into this. How about we stop practicing communism and start doing what God says? The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com.